This call is being recorded.
Ready? All right. Good evening. Welcome to Cabazon Water District's regular board meeting for Tuesday, February 17th, 2026 at 6 p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of silence for our servicemen and women. Okay, please have a seat.
And as a reminder, last month, well, prior to the last board meeting, Alan Davis had resigned, or two meetings ago. So we only have four directors on the right now. Dr. Gil, or Director Gil Perez.
Here.
Director Melissa Carlin. Here. Board Vice Chair Kathy Brock.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
General Manager Michael. I need to update that too. General Manager James Clark.
Here.
Okay. Proceed.
That was tough. All right.
Good spirit.
Okay. Need to get approval for the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of January 20, 2025, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of January 20, 2025.
Motion to approve consent calendar items A and B, made by Director Carlin, second by Director Perez. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair
Aye. All right. Warrants, none. Awards of contracts, none. And moving on to new business. Okay, it's a discussion action item for appointment of a new director to fill a vacant seat.
I did talk to, well, I only talked to the other, Scott Perry on here. He said he was going to come, but I don't see him.
And then someone else from here had spoken to Phil, and he was going to come, but I don't see him here either, so.
Just me.
So I don't butcher your name, could you?
It is. Hi, my name is Nala Keith.
Nala.
Okay. I currently have lived in Cabazon for almost 7 years this June. I am currently an operations support manager for Del Taco, for the corporate office. I have worked in that industry for over 13 years now, so I definitely understand the importance of operationally efficient, as well as bridging that gap to our guests and our consumers, ensuring that it's our systems don't just internally affect us, they also affect our consumers. And I would like to bring a balance of community and efficiency to that role. I'm sure you probably want to ask me a question first, but just, I'm used to introductions at the office. Nice to meet you.
All right. Does anybody have any questions for Nala?
You'll get it, I promise.
I'm a little slow, I guess.
It's okay. I've been called every name.
What would you like to achieve by being on the board?
I would like to become more involved in our community and get a better understanding of the workings, so that way I can become a better advocate for Capstone.
Okay.
Have you been on any boards before?
I have never. I have not been on a board before. I have worked closely with the Unforgettables Foundation. We have talked about being on that board, but it is a lot more of a financial contribution to do it. So I'm waiting until, and he's obviously not local either. He's based out of Redlands. So I just work with him closely and do a lot of fundraising events for that organization, but I'm not on their board.
Do you have any problems with being here at 6 o'clock during the board meetings?
No. One Tuesday a month, correct? Tuesday out of the month.
Usually it's like the third Tuesday.
I live right down the street. It's easy to get to.
Down the street from Sarah?
Yes. So me and I used to live diagonal from Sarah when I bought my first house in Cabazon, and I recently bought a house on the same exact street, just down the road, and rented out my first one.
So we're pretty much all neighbors.
Yeah.
If you live close to Sarah, then yes, we are very close.
Okay. All right, well, I don't have any more questions.
Okay.
Thank you. And now Phil is here. Hello, Phil.
Hi, Terry. How you doing, Phil?
Hello.
Would you like to stand up and tell us a little bit about yourself? Anybody have any questions for Phil?
What brought you down here today? What made you interested in joining the board?
I got the water bill first time in 25 years. I was late. And on the back of the bill it said, hey, we're looking for a director. So I put my name in the hat.
So what we're going to do is we're going to discuss and we're going to make a decision and then we'll notify somebody. That way we don't have any awkward...
You don't want anyone here while we're let down.
Yeah. Well, we just don't want to make it awkward for anybody.
Of course. Well, thank you guys for your time today. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Okay, so let's move to number two, discussion action item. We're going to hold off on that until the next meeting, correct? Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Before we move on from that, Kathy, are you still fine with attending both of the San Antonio County meetings?
Okay, I just wanted to check in with that.
Okay, you can move on then.
Number three, discussion action item, C.J. Brown and Company proposal for audit services.
C.J. Brown and Company, they used to be Hedak and Brown, I think it was called. They changed names over the past couple years, but they've been doing our audit for years. They just sent us the proposal for the next 5 years. That's under tab three. The cost on this first page, well, first let me... what it was for the past 5 years was $14,525, and then plus an additional $500, so about $15,000 each year. The costs on this first page are misleading because that includes if we were to have a single audit, which is if we were to receive a grant of over $1 million. I don't think we're going to be getting that in the next couple years, maybe hopefully 3 years down the line, but on the next page, page 24 of 29, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 columns, those are the actual costs of what it would be for each year. So 18,500, 18,815, 19,130 for the next 5 years.
That's what the services cost?
That's what it'll be for the audit. So it did go up a bit. They hadn't increased our prices for, I think, like 8 years, but they are increasing them this time. I would recommend that we stick with them. They know our company really well. They're able to do the audit really quickly so and efficiently. So it's up to you guys if you want to.
Have we shopped around at all and checked pricing or no?
No.
I make a motion to stay with them since they already do it.
Can you say a second? Yeah. A motion to approve the cost proposal from CJ and Brown for audit services for the next 5 years, made by Board Vice Chair Brock and seconded by Director Perez. Director Perez? Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
Chair Tincture.
Aye. All right. Discussion, number four, discussion, bank transfer.
There's no action item on this one, but we did make a transfer of $220,000 from our Chase General account to our California Class account. We received $90,000 for the sale of that Elm Street property, and then we also received the tax income that we talked about at the finance meeting that we receive in January and May. And so we always kind of try to keep our Chase account balance at 250 or around that amount. And so we just transferred the 220 to keep it around that balance. But any questions?
Plus it accumulates a lot more interest.
Yep.
Okay. Number five, community involvement. Do we have any community involvement?
Well, I don't know how that, there is that tree thing. I know that might not really be this, I know, she'll talk about it later, the tree thing.
I don't know anything about the tree thing. We'll let Sarah talk about it.
We'll let Sarah talk about it, because I don't really know a whole lot about it either.
Okay, let's move on to old business. Discussion, DHPO, 6-inch connection for expansion project. We'll talk about it?
We're still waiting on the engineers to confirm that.
Yeah, so they're...
Not much.
Yeah, we're kind of just waiting on the engineers to look over the plan for that. They haven't officially submitted a plan for our engineers to check, but they also need to send us a plan check deposit of $5,000 so that our engineers can do the work for that project, and they haven't done that yet, so there hasn't really been any movement on that. That's why it's not a discussion or not action item. We did do a fire flow test on it the other day, and we sent them the results. So, and then an email just came in, but we'll figure it out tomorrow what is all in that email.
But it's not really a fire flow because it's not going to be doing anything, right?
Yeah, like it's just a backup connection, but we'll figure it out tomorrow because we did just get that email, so I don't know if there's going to be, we'll update you guys at the next
meeting.
Yeah,
we'll talk to them tomorrow because we just got an email right now that they want to redo the fire.
Okay. Alright. So let's move on to updates. Discussion, updates, reports on meetings attended by CWD Board of Directors.
So, no, this one's for... pretty much just happy, because I don't think anyone else has attended any other
meetings. Just happy.
On Wednesday, 128, I did do the Sacramento Pass Regional Water Agency. They just really had updates because they were dark for the holidays, so they just pretty much went over updates for everybody that participated and talked some about water security. For Sacramento Pass Water Agency, Michael spoke, and he thanked everybody and that was there for the time that he was going there and everything. And they continued to discuss, they've been discussing changing their meeting times. Instead of being at 1:30 and 6 and changing them around, but they couldn't come to an agreement again, so they put that on hold. And I think that's really all. Sarah's got the rest of it.
All right. Well, let's move on to Sarah then. Discussion updates with Sangregonio Pass Water Agency Director Sarah Borgo.
Thank you. Sit right here. Let's see. Big news is the state water project has, we're at the beginning of the water year, sort of. So they have just upped the water allocation to 30% from 10% of the 100% allocation. So that's pretty big right up front. That usually takes a lot longer to get to that point. So hopefully means we're going to have good snowpack and a good year. On Ramsey Street, I know Director Carlin came down. They're doing that USGS well right in front of AutoZone. And so that's wrapping up. That's the fourth one. Those are going to be helping with the Cabazon, San Antonio, we're monitoring the basins, right, and how the water's flowing. That's the one, yeah. They will have, it looks like eventually we will have a water system operator position open, so somebody that's going to report to Matt, so if you know of any.
It's been posted.
Yeah.
And then we're doing this amazing tree thing. So we did two workshops, and this is with the Inland Empire Resource Conservation District, and they're also working with the Master Gardeners out of USC. They came down before. We did a workshop on native plants. This one was all about trees. So they actually have about 30, last one they did, was they had about 33 trees, either a fig tree, a permethrin tree, or a pomegranate tree. And I do not have a green thumb at all, so to me it was fascinating, but they just kind of went over how to plant the tree, what you're going to need to do, where it should be in the yard. It was a whole, like, it was a whole hour just on trees, and the first 30 people get a tree to walk out. So the next one's going to be this Thursday at Noble Creek Community Center. If you can go early, you'll get a tree. It was a good one. I'm not going to make it to that one, but I'll leave these here. But other than that, do you guys have any questions for me?
Trees are.
We got fig trees, pomegranates, or persimmons. That's the word. It is 5 to 7. Yeah.
Did you say when we talked on the phone the other day that they have to be a resident of a certain area?
Nope.
Okay, never mind. Yeah.
If you get a tree, you get a sign that goes in the yard with the tree to kind of promote the agency.
Cool.
It was definitely interesting. It was more than I thought it was going to be. I was like, oh, wow. Like, I know how to plant a tree now. So.
What time is it at, did you say?
5 to 7.
AM or PM?
AM. Only a couple people are getting trees. but other than that, like Taffy said, we are trying to figure out. We have put it on the agenda for 3 times now when the timing of our meetings is, and I believe it's going to be coming around again. So.
Does it seem like they're leaning towards a certain, or there's just no agreement at all?
It's split. And
it's a lot of discussion.
It is a lot of discussion.
Wow.
You don't even know.
6 or 1:30. Poor Taffy's heard probably about an hour of it. I know Mike did leave last time and before director's comments because we spent a lot of time talking about what time we're going to meet. And so Mike kind of bowed out. But at the end there, some of the directors had some really nice things to say about Mike. And so I relayed those to him before he left here. But with the helihydrants, ours are done. The two in High Valley are done and they're operational. The rain has made grass grow around it, so they're not dealing with the same dust issues we were out here. The Calamasa one's moving forward, and the one in High Valley, or not High Valley, but the bench, Banning Bench one, is planned to be up by the end of 2026.
I think we're going to be using those things this year. We need lots of grass. All right, well, let's move on. Update from Cabazon Water District Operations Report.
Sorry, it's kind of out of order, but Mike's last day was on February 5th, on Thursday. So he's been here since the 9th, February 9th, as our new GM. And then way down at the bottom, we have the UB4 billing system. That's the new water billing system that we've been talking about for like 2 years. We finally have the test version of it, so we're able to kind of mess around with it, which is cool. And then they're planning on actually implementing it next month or the following month. So there might be some changes to the water bills. Some of the account numbers might change. So we're going to notify the customers before that takes place so that they know what account number to use when they pay their bills online.
That could be a little tricky.
And we'll also be able to take credit card payments in person, which is crazy that we can't do right now. We can only take cash, check, or money order in person. They have to pay online with a credit card. But once we get the new billing system up and running, we'll be able to take them in person, which is the biggest thing, I think. Do you want to...
The interviews are tomorrow for the new, for the water tech position.
Mm-hmm.
And then, excuse me, well 4, the electrical panel has been installed, so that should be up and running in about a week.
Oh, it's not running yet?
No.
We have to do testing, is that why?
We want some components to come in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then for well 2, there was a, they noticed that there was a slight wobble on the shaft.
Uh-oh.
So that happened with well 5.
Yeah.
We did have to do some repairs on that, which ended up costing about $106,000.
Yeah.
But that included the replacement of a pump, and we're hoping we don't need to do that with well 2.
Didn't we just have well 2 apart?
No, well 5.
We had well 5 and well 4. Well, well 4 is the one with the electrical panels that are getting upgraded. Well 5 was the one that had the wobble.
Yeah. Same exact thing.
Yeah.
So. That's not good.
No.
That's pretty much it. Oh, there was another fire hydrant that was stolen over the weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Where?
Bonita and what is
so
that?
So if anybody
friend from that coffin
knows anything about any hydrants that are being stolen, please let us know so that way we can stop it. Because it's really expensive to replace them.
Yeah.
$4,000.
That's pretty much it.
Busy
week. What do they do with it?
They sell them.
They
scrap them.
Yeah.
And they get like $50 for them.
And then we have to pay like $4,000 to replace them.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. They should go to like Banning where they're all brass and they get lots of money for them. All right.
Maybe we get stickers.
Put signs on them.
Banning's for much more money. We're there. public comments. Anybody? Public? No? Future agenda items.
I do have a question. What's going on with those badges? We've asked that.
There's been other things going on, so...
Put it on the back burner.
I do have it on my to-do list. I just have been taking care of like more things that I feel like are more important. But I will try to get that done before the next meeting. Well, hopefully before the next time you guys come, and then for everyone else, the next meeting. I have a picture of yours already, so.
For the next time we come. All right. Any other suggestions for the board for the meeting?
We'll have the reorganization of the board.
Yes.
Again. We'll probably have an update on DHPO. And was there anything else we postponed? Oh, and then we'll hopefully have more of an idea of what's going on with well 2. So. If it's over 20,000, which it probably will be, we'll bring it to you guys for approval.
Okay. Management comments? Board member comments? Phil, would you mind excusing us?
Sure.
So we can talk about the board member thing?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention, I
do have a little board member experience.
I saw that on your application.
Oh.
Yeah. What board is that?
Of the San Gregorian Mojave Public District. Yes, I was on board that.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
See you next trip.
All right, see you later.
Thank you. I wanted to mention that. What should we, are you guys going to, we're going to decide that, and then are you going to call and have them come to the next meeting?
No, I can just let them know tonight, because we need to let the registrar of voters know who we picked, or who you guys picked, like today. It was technically yesterday, but, so decide now. But yeah, we'll officially, like,
should we take a vote?
Yeah, who wants to make a motion?
Motion?
I'll make a motion to hire Nala for the board member position. Nala Keith.
Second.
Okay. Motion to appoint Nala Keith as director to fill the vacant seat made by Director Carlin and seconded by Director Perez. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock.
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher.
Aye.
Okay. I'll let both of them know. Well, all three of them know.
Yeah, Scott didn't even come in. How dare he. All right, well, there's some miscellaneous stuff here if you guys want to go ahead and read that stuff to yourself.
You probably already know, but the San Antonio Pass Agency meeting, it's next week.
Next week.
Yeah, it was postponed because of President's Day. That's not on here.
And then there's another word down here that somebody can read.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn at 6:26 p.m. made by Board Vice Chair Brock. Second by Director Carlin. Director Perez.
Aye.
Director Carlin.
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock.
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher.
Aye.
I